Dirty Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Episode 5.
Now here on Sky One, we go back into the past and show you a special clip of Michael Parkinson from 1980.
Welcome to the King of Chat. This is Parkinson.
Hello and welcome to Parkinson. Today, I've got three of the most amazing guests. Let's see who they all are now. On the sofa tonight, we've got a boxer, a gangster, and a Jedi who claims to be 900 years old. Okay, let's speak to our first guest. So you tell us your name is Rocky Balboa.
Aka the Italian Stallion.
Yes, whatever.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your latest film. I believe it's called Rocky 2.
Yeah, it's called Rocky 2 because Rocky 1 came out first.
I mean, just looking at your body, you seem very healthy and fit. For your age, you've got no marks on you and very big, muscly forearms. Tell us how you got the body you've got now.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't worked out once in my life, and yeah, basically, I've just taken steroids every day for the last 5 years. That's why I look so sexy and muscly.
But just tell us, how come you've got no lacerations or bruises or cuts on your arms and your body?
I didn't actually do any of the stunts. We get this stunt guy in who does all the action and punching. So all I do is a few talkie lines, because that's the only talent I've got. Yeah, me and the crew forced him at gunpoint to have plastic surgery so he'd look more like me.
So basically what you're telling me is you're just a drug-taking weakling.
Yeah.
More later in the show.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Clarkson, here to show you some more fast cars. On today's Top Gear, I've got another motoring experiment. So, let me show you where I was. I'm here in Great Yarmouth, down in Cornwall. And on today's demonstration, I'm going to run my fastest speed while racing a Ferrari. Here at Top Gear, we know you all like unpredictable, interesting races. So here's a classic example. Okay, it's time to rock and roll. In less than 1 minute's time, I will run over the starting line while the Stig is driving this super Ferrari. The finish line is half a mile down that way. We're about to prove which machine is the faster. 3, 2, 1, go! Wait, stop, stop! The car's disappeared! Where's the car? What? He's finished. But I've only ran 5 yards. You must be having a laugh. That's not fair. I want a rematch. I want a rematch. That's it. I'm off to drive over some precious peat bog.
This is Parkinson.
Okay, let's go on to guest number 2 before I have a fit. Now, first thing I've got to ask you is why on earth are you called the Godfather?
I'm afraid if I told you the answer, I'd have to kill you and all the audience too.
That's nice. So what's your favourite TV programme?
I gotta tell you, my favourite TV show is Sesame Street. The big yellow bird makes me laugh.
Well, let me thank you again for coming on today, Godfather. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, dude, you better not be breaking our deal. You promised to interview me for a minimum of 2 hours. I hope you got some good last words.
No, please don't kill me. You can't do this now. It was you who promised me exclusive access to the best brothel houses in Italy. Just calm down. Let me interview the next celebrity first, and we'll come back to you.
I got no problem with that.
More later in the show.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Ora tanbin, arupai.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the day's flight to San Francisco. My name is George, I'm gay, and I'm going to be your flight attendant.
Hi, I'm a bat. What's your name?
Bean. Mr. Bean.
I like the view. It's nice. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
You know I'm going to USA to film documentary on culture. I gotta tell you, I'm so excited! USA! Do you want to go to the back of the plane with me?
Yeah.
My seat is so far away, I cannot see it.
Hey, gentlemen, would you mind sitting down?
Go shoot yourself. I'm so glad I choose British Airways to fly to USA, but I can't seem to open the door. Help me, Azamat.
Excuse me. I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'm afraid you're not authorized to handle any of the food.
Cough, cough.
Listen, ladies. If you can't stop swearing, I'm afraid I'm going to have to eject you from our flight.
But if my ass is kicked off this sky train, then I will not be able to do my documentary on USA.
Now, I'm not going to ask you again. Just go and sit down in your seats.
Oh, time to give Teddy his coffee.
And I'm going to go and watch one of my favorite Kazaki films. It always makes me laugh.
Ross Kemp on Bridges.
Hello, I'm Ross Kemp on Bridges. Now, I'm currently standing on top of Tower Bridge in London. On a Sky One, they'll give me a 300% increase in my wage. Well, put it this way, it won't be Ross Kemp on Bridges. It'll be Ross Kemp on Obituaries.
This is Parkinson.
So you're telling me you're 900 years old and you were called Yoda in the first Star Wars film?
Yes, that is right, Michael. I was Yoda. My name is Yoda in the first Star Wars film. And I was a Jedi.
Hey, be careful with that. You nearly had my toupee off.
I'm sorry. I usually use Adam William Shatner.
And I believe there's another Star Wars film coming out later this year as well, isn't there?
Yes. Don't tell anyone at home, but I die in it.
Don't worry. We're not going to tell anyone at home that Yoda dies in the next Star Wars film. I wouldn't break a secret like that, would I?
No.
And I think it's quite safe to say that you're a very ugly monster. So I assume in your 900 years you've never had a girlfriend.
Actually, I've had 412 girlfriends.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's impossible. I bet they're all blind.
As it happens, they all were. Except for one, who was blind and deaf. One of them was Princess Leia, when she had a bandana on. But no one's supposed to know that.
Just shut up, I've heard enough of you. Okay.